Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. Great day out here in Western Oklahoma. Really glad you're with us today. Gabe, so we started last week talking about, The bigger picture we've been talking about hearing the Lord. We talked about as you read your Bible, how to hear from the Lord, paying attention to the Holy Spirit. We talked about a lot of things. Last session we talked about, I talked about the Calm app. I suggested that. So if this is the first one you've listened to, go back and listen to the one before so you'll know what we're talking about. We want to make this stuff as practical as possible, and there's a lot of practical things that we can do to get our heart, mind in a place where we can hear the Lord good, because we think it's important that you hear the Lord. Amen.
I think we both know it's really important that you hear the Lord. We both believe that. You can't just hear Him by just running around being distracted all over the place and not really focusing on the Lord. So we just talked about a little bit of the rule of 100. If I'm a rule of 100 distractions doing this and this, when do I have time for the Lord?
Let me explain what you're talking about.
Okay.
You say the rule of 100. So that may be a whole new term to someone out there. So there's this theory. It's called the rule of 100. If you spend 100 hours in a year, which turns out to be 18 minutes a day, but you spend 100 hours a year on any particular discipline, whether it's when we're talking about hearing the Lord, when you're talking about hearing the Lord, or when you're talking about golf, or it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend 100 hours a year doing that, at the end of 1 year, you will be within like the top 5 or 10% of people in the world in knowledge and understanding of that particular discipline.
So that's the rule of 100. If you're spending 18 minutes a day, every day, meditating on the Father, or just meditating, disciplining your mind from the distractions, mm-hmm. then you're going to be able to spend quality time with the Father.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's what we're transitioning to is disciplining your mind and learning to be able to keep the distracting actions out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in two different states here. I'm just going to tell you guys, AT is a guy that is going to spend 18 minutes a day or longer making sure that he is going to hear the Father for us, mm-hmm. for the house, for the thing. He's 100 hours pretty much over.
For 30-some years.
Yeah, for 30-some years.
I ought to be decent at it.
I'm going to give you from the other perspective is not 100 hours of that every day. And so I'm just going to ask the basic questions that I ask because, it's just the distractions I've had since we've been sitting here for these first 3 minutes of the podcast. I've had my phone has buzzed twice.
Yep.
My watch has rang.
Mm-hmm.
We've created all of these distractions for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like you said in the last podcast, the Facebook, the Snapchats. The thing is, what I believe is notifications. Notifications mm-hmm. are one of the major distractions. Not only do we create them, we wear them. I'm wearing one. I'm wearing this watch mm-hmm. that has a distraction to wear. I'm distracted if I'm sitting here. We've sat in offices together with people. Their phone will buzz or your phone will buzz and your mind will go away. It will go away. We both know that.
Oh, yeah.
We've both seen that. It just goes away. So that is a major distraction that I know that if I'm going to spend time with a Father, I cannot have that phone in that room or this watch on.
Just to even the playing field for everybody, too. You said, well, AT's done this for a long time. He ought to be. But I still have to deal with the distractions. It's still an element of what you have to do. But I've gotten better at it, like we talked about in the last podcast. Mm-hmm. I've gotten better at it. So if this is, again, back to the most important thing, if you make this a priority, then it's got to be more important than the other stuff. And so I think that's a really good starting place. Jesus said, my sheep know me and they hear my voice. And I make a joke about it, but it's really true. If you're not hearing the Lord, the chances are pretty high that the problem is not on his end. The chances are pretty high that the problem's on our end. So
it's a user problem.
But distractions are a thing. So let's talk about some practical things that will help. And of course, one is make it a priority. Two is, I think, and these are in no order of importance, okay? But the Bible says over in Psalms, I don't have the scripture reference, you can look it up. It's in the book of Psalms. Read them all. It'll be good for you, and you'll find it in there. You'll find it in there somewhere. But it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4, maybe. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So another one of those things that I picked up on all these, and a lot of them are secular experts in the field of nutrition or exercise or brain stuff, all that. Nearly all of them were talking about the practice of gratitude. As far as I'm concerned, that verse there says it. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So one good way to do that, one practical way to do that is when you decide to sit down and take some time with the Lord. And when I say take some time with the Lord, we've addressed this earlier. I hit it and move on. I think our people here at Trinity have got pretty good at hearing the Lord on the run in the move of their daily lives, I think. And that's one, you can do that. But there's so much to be said for taking a time where it's just designated for to hear the Lord. And so all these experts in other fields are talking about the practice of gratitude. And so there's really something to that. And so you do a little research on that and you find out that there are all kinds of benefits to start a practice of gratitude. Just in our case, it's not hard to start being thankful. Think about the things that you're thankful to the Lord for. And I think there's a biblical key there, that Psalm 100, whatever it is, verse 4, I think, to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And so but it has all kinds of physical benefits. In fact, I can't remember who it's, maybe Dave Asprey or one of these, Gary Brecker, one of these health guys talk, they call it vitamin G. And it's a practice of gratitude, how beneficial it is for your brain, your mind, your body, and in our case, your soul and your spirit. Mm-hmm. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So that's one really good practical tip right there.
I'm going to ask you this. Okay, so there's a lot of people and myself, you've heard this all over the place where people that have an addiction or a drug addiction or a drinking, you know, things like that. Man, he needs to go to rehab or something like that. He's never going to go unless he wants to. He really wants to.
Yeah, that's true.
Or really, people may go, but it doesn't take because they don't want to be there. This is something you have to want to do.
It is.
You have to want to because you just told me you just got to take the time. You just got to take the time to do it.
And I think the people that listen to this podcast and listen to it seriously are already in that mode. They're in the mode of, you know what, I'd like to learn something here about. And I think the subject that we're talking about is really high up on the list of things that we need to do. The other thing here is this too, Gabe, we don't need to leave the most important part out in, is that if you set your heart to do that, you've got all the help of the Holy Spirit to do that. And so we need to lean on the Holy Spirit, like with these distractions and all those kind of things, for him to help us to do that. It's an unfair advantage. We've got the Holy Spirit on our side to help us do all this stuff. Well, and hearing the Lord's one of them. It's high up there.
Yeah. We're on offense. We know.
That's right.
We got the playbook.
That's right.
And we don't have to guess what the defense is.
That's exactly right.
From the defensive standpoint.
That's exactly right.
We talked about going from the Calm app, learning your discipline, to really moving into sitting and listening to the Father.
Mm-hmm. I would say, first off, I think it would be good. It would be a good practical thing. Maybe if you had a place that you did it and a time that you did it. I'm not as regimented as a lot of people on that. I don't have a specific time. I have a specific place. I love to sit on my porch. Of course, it's outside and I like the whole thing with nature and all that, but I like to sit on my porch or maybe even at night, if Judy's gone to bed or something, I'll just sit in my chair, close out the distractions. I think this is important too. I'll get my little journal thing. I have a prayer journal. I get my little prayer journal and the things that I think I hear from the Lord, and I'll come back to that word think in a minute, remind me. But the things that I think I hear from the Lord, I'll jot down. I may start with reading a scripture or have a scripture in mind. Here's an example that happened to me 3 weeks ago. You've heard me say it on Sunday the last 3 weeks. I've been preaching this series on that John chapter 14 thing where Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Early on in the week, that verse, for no particular reason, wasn't looking for anything, that verse came to mind. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That's all it was. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Every day, maybe a couple of times, maybe two or three or four times a day, that scripture would come to mind. I'm slow to the party every now and then, so slow on the draw. About the third day, I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe the Lord's trying to say something to me in that. So when I took my time to sit down on the porch, that was my starting spot. And I don't always have a starting spot because I've said before, when you take some time to commune with the Father, any good communication is two-way, talking and listening. And I've learned that to listen has been more beneficial to me than the things I need to ask for. So what we need to understand is, and we've hit it before a little bit, is that the real prize to be had when we spend time with the Father is not the things that the Father gives and does and says. The real prize is His presence. Part of what we talked about last time is learning how to get in the moment and to be mindful of the moment and to be sensitive to the presence of the Lord. He's always there. It's a matter of us tuning in and getting on the same page in the same mode that He is. And I think that's really important. So it's the presence of the Lord that changes us and transforms us. As you experience the presence of the Lord, you're going to want more of the presence of the Lord. It just has that, it has that nature about it. It's, again, distractions are normal. Learning to deal with them is going to take some discipline on our part.
7-day trial. We are not be getting paid by the Calm app. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah, right. No, nobody's paying us, right?
No, so. You haven't heard one ad yet. We're just, it was just something practical that AT has
exactly,
had
exactly.
Helped him with his discipline, which can also
It's helped me a lot.
You. Yeah.
And again, I've made hearing the Lord a long time ago.
Yeah.
Really important. That's how we got here at Trinity Fellowship. That's how we got here with starting with 6 or 8 people and now the big, huge family that's branches out in every direction and is people connected with us from all over. I'm not saying that for any other reason except to just say we're just living proof the Lord could use anybody. God's attention and focus is on those, Gabe. You got to think about this, is on those who desire to hear Him. If we desire to hear God, you got to know that God wants to talk to you more than you think you need to hear Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think, really important to the Father to be able to speak to us. And I've said it a lot of times before here and on in the services and stuff. God had rather talk to you about you than He had talk to me or your preacher or your leader or whatever about you. And I love the prophetic. Let's get it down like it's supposed to be. He's a Father. He's handpicked you as a son or a daughter. And I think we should take full advantage of that. I'm trying to do that. Been trying to do that for a long time. And it's the most rewarding thing in life.
And you've said here in the last few, I'd say the last year or so, crucial time in just the world and where we are today.
The timing is critical right now, which I think it's always been an important thing to hear the Lord. But the timing, I believe, is so critical now in that what God is doing in the earth. There is an awakening, which we've been talking about it for, I've been believing for it, preparing for it for almost 35 years. I've been talking about it more intensively the last 4 years, 2020, the last 4 years, and all these indicators that we see. If you're looking, now, if you're not looking, all you can see is the negative stuff coming at you on all the secular news and all those kind of things. If all you are looking at is that, you're probably discouraged. You're not very hopeful about the future and those kind of things. But if you look and pay attention and see what God is doing, and I've said it before, is if you can see all this negative stuff that's happening in the world, and it's coming at us at warp speed, right? That we don't even have time to digest it and to even think about it. But if you can see all the negative stuff that's happening, you got to know, number one, that the enemy is not smart enough to get ahead of God on this thing. And what I believe is happening is the enemy sees the move of God escalating, emerging, growing, and he's doing all this stuff to distract us. And if you're not born again, you're easily distracted. But I think there's a lot of distraction even happening in the family of God. If you don't have your focus on, paying attention to what these indicators are. And you know me, Gabe, you've been around here for a long time. I've never been obsessed with the end times, but we are in the end times. And the stuff that we're seeing now is, back to the original question, this is a critical time. We're living in a time, we're living in the time where people call good evil and evil good. Because we're Christians, because we're believers, kingdom people, we have become the target for, number one, we're a target of the demonic force that's behind all this negative stuff. It's demonic. And we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. But I'm a firm believer that the church that organism, not organization, but the church, the true church, is the answer for all that. And I talk about the church, been talking about it for 35 years. And now, back to the critical timing, is now I'm seeing the kingdom of God emerge at a level and rate that I have never seen before. I've been believing for it. We didn't cause it to happen. You can't cause it to happen. It has to be God. And so what we do is we, with our time with God, which is our what we're talking about here, mm-hmm. with our time with God, God's going to tell us the things that we need to know. You're on a need-to-know basis with God. And as a leader, and for leaders, if we're not going to hear God, then our people are not going to. So I think we've done a decent job around here of making that a priority where people are. I hear it all the time from people, maybe not everybody, because we're used to, in the Bible Belt, we're used to someone else hearing God for us, right? And so one of the things I've been doing, it's been one of my missions in life, is to let the individual know God wants to talk to you and he has stuff to say to you about you. And it's pretty important stuff.
Go back to the awakening.
Yeah.
Define what you're talking about, the awakening.
Yeah. The Bible talks about that in the end times, in the latter days, perilous times will come. And the Bible talks about this great shaking that's taken place. And I said at the start of 2020, when we had to do services, it was just you and me, mm-hmm. for 2 months. We did it right here in the lobby of the big house. And it's just us because churches were shut down and all that. And so the awakening is, I said during that I don't know if this is that shaking or not. All I know is if it's not that the Bible talks about, it's really good practice for that. Now, looking back 4 years, I believe it is. There's a great shaking going on right now. At the same time, there is an awakening. There's an awakening and a shaking going on at the same time.
What are you talking about when you're saying the shaking of what?
Everything that we have put our trust in, the financial system, banking system, okay. school system, human system, all those things are going to be shaken. And all that's going to remain is the everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And I would expect that if you're listening to the podcast today, you're probably dealing with maybe something harder than you've ever dealt with before. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everybody. You could be soon if not right now. I see God in that totally because God is shaking those things, especially those of us who are already born again and who are walking with the Lord. He wants to shake away. We're being conformed into the image of Jesus, right? So I've been walking this walk for almost 40 years. I'm still not exactly like Jesus. So there's still a long way for me to go. And there's no condemnation in that, in this whole process, this awakening taking place all over. I said, as we started that conversation 4 years ago, the deeper conversation got more intensive talking about the awakening. I'd never used that word ever before till then. And that was a word I believe the Lord gave me. The thing that happened with Damar Hamlin, that Buffalo Bills defensive back that happened, was a very prophetic event in that it got everyone's attention, really in the world. There's probably some remote places in Nepal or somewhere that didn't get the news, but wherever there was television reception, it made all the news stories and all that. Mm-hmm. When I sat down, I wasn't watching the game. One of my boys called me and asked me, hey, flip it over to Channel 5. And I was driving home from a basketball game. And I got home and turned it on. And everybody was standing around. And it appeared that he was dead. Mm-hmm. Ambulance was on the field and all that. And I just asked the Lord, I said, I wonder if there's something prophetic about this. And boom, 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 the lights started going on in my mind. And over the next days, and now, even up to now, it's been nearly 4 years ago, it definitely was a prophetic event. And here's what happened there, Gabe. One is it got everyone's attention. Football, I hadn't been watching pro football. Everyone tuned in. People who are prayers, they prayed. People who are not consistent prayers, they prayed too. People that don't pray at all, they prayed. People who don't even believe prayed. It's totally like God to do something like that. That's totally off the grid of our understanding. We would have never thought about that. But God, I think that was one of the things that kicked this season into motion. And that's my opinion. I think if you think about it and ask the Lord about it, I think he'll show you that too. Then it was real soon after that that the thing happened in Asbury College in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And that went on for several weeks and made all the news. Then there's all these other kind of. And if you're paying attention, if you're looking, those things are happening all over the world right now. probably more so in other countries, India for one, Iran for another one. They're happening all over the world at a greater rate than they're happening in America. And it's embarrassing because we've had more access and freedom to worship and all those kind of things in a lot of these third world nations. I think we should take advantage of it. And so I think America sometimes, even the American Christians, are a little late to come to the party. So I've been singing this song about the awakening for hardcore for 4 years. And I was in a meeting of leaders not too long ago, and I spoke about the awakening. And it's almost, these are leaders now, and it's almost like it falls on deaf ears. Yeah, whatever. And so we're doing different things around here. We're adjusting because of that. And I think what the Lord has said to us is, He's given us this to be a steward of. It's still early on in this thing. It's even though it's been 4 years, it's still early on. And I say to our people, and I'd say to you out there listening, we have time, but we don't have time to waste. So it's a time to get the focus on, pay attention to what it is God's saying. We're probably going to have to adjust and change a lot of the things that we're doing to get in the flow of what God is doing. And what you've been doing, there's probably not a lot wrong with that. But if this is true that we're talking about, it's going to take some major adjustments for us. We're seeing it happen in our house. It's going to look different everywhere. And the reason that it looks different, that it looked different on the football field in that Buffalo Bills game, and it looked different in Asbury, Kentucky at the college there. And I just read a day or two ago that some football coach baptized like 35 of his players, a college football coach. Might have even been a pro football coach, baptized a bunch of their players. I have to get the
details.
It wouldn't
surprise me if it wasn't Dabo Sweeney. I don't know if it was.
I can't remember. I don't believe it was, but yeah. I know it was Michigan's coach, Jim Harbaugh. I believe it was Harbaugh. Yeah, I have to double check that. But anyway, those kinds of things are happening all over. So it's just saying to us that God is moving, and we need to pay attention to what God is doing, because one thing, it'll give you peace. And if you're not paying attention to what God is doing, you got to be a little bit discouraged. The political scene, the world scene, the wars that are going on in Israel, Ukraine, and other places, and it's a powder keg over there. Iran, we shot down some of their drones yesterday, and we had three of our servicemen killed over there. So it's boiling. Tension in the earth is boiling. But at the same time, underneath all that, but you got to look. You got to be looking with kingdom eyes, I say. God is doing more than that. So that's what the awakening is. It's waking people up. It's God doing it. But the heart, the mind, the soul of man, we have to pay attention. We have to awaken to that. Maybe it takes someone like us or other people. We're nobody, but it takes someone to remind people, hey, there's something going on here. Pay attention. Get in the flow. Adjust however you need to adjust and be a part of this so you can be a functional contributor and not sitting on the sidelines wondering which way did they go. That's what we do around here.
Getting in the game.
That's what we do here.
I want to talk more. We're going to go into the next podcast, but I want to talk more about the awakening.
Okay.
There is more about the awakening and how to be a part of the awakening.
Okay.
How to be a part. How to understand your part in the awakening, or just feeling it, but still listen to the Father. Mm-hmm. We're still doing that. It's just a mainstay. It's just been a mainstay in that. So
it is. And when I get going on that awakening, it's hard for me to stop. But we actually started talking about distractions and practical stuff. I want to finish up with the distraction thing with a few little practical tips. Is that okay?
That's great.
Let's do that. So one is, we talked about, you have to make it a priority in no particular. That's the most important part. No particular order of importance. Learn the things that you can do to get your mind. We talked about learning how to meditate, learning how to get in the moment. That's really important. Keep a journal, write down those things, because that the Lord said to me, the way, the truth, and the life, I kept hearing that. So I jotted that down, and then I took some time with the Lord. I didn't go to God to ask Him for a lot of stuff about that. I didn't even know it was going to be a message. Now it's turning into 4 weeks, a series of messages on that. When you think you hear something from the Lord, I want to make sure everybody's listening. When you think you hear something from the Lord, I emphasize the word think. A lot of times you never know if it's the Lord or not until you add some faith to that and get your focus on that and let God start to speak to you about that, which is what He did with me on that. I hit a gold mine of, it was just a gold mine of information, of revelation about the way, the truth, and the life. And I would journal, I would write down, if just briefly or whatever. I've never been a real consistent journaler. Now, stuff like this that I hear from the Lord, I'm going to write it down. And I've got pages, I probably got 20 pages of notes on this stuff. So that's important. And the other thing is that we talked about early on is just get away from your phone, get away from your watch. If you got to take your watch off, that's going to give you notifications, get it off. But I think you can learn over time to not let those things get in your way, because God's going to make sure if you give him 5 minutes, if you'll give him 5 minutes of time and learn to get your focus on him. And again, I'll say it again. The prize is not what he says or what he does for you. The prize is his presence, which you got all the time. You can get as much of that as you want. You'll get better. Deal with your distractions. Get your focus back on. Just keep on doing that. And you'll be glad you did. And you'll be able to hear the Lord good. And you'll be able to know what he's talking about. Last thing. When I hear something from the Lord, okay, most of the time I think I heard it, but again, I won't know it until I add my faith to it. When I hear something from the Lord, I immediately think I know what he's talking about. But what I've learned is if I'll keep my heart and mind open, there's a whole lot more that God wants, that he knows, that he wants to talk to me about. If I won't just say, oh, cool, that's it. Because I've been guilty of that. This is such a nugget, such a good thing from the Lord. Only to find out later that God had a whole lot more to say to me about that. So that's important. When you're time with the Lord, pay attention to what he's saying.
So what you're saying there is, don't wrap up the ends of it.
Don't tie the ends up.
Don't tie them up because you.
That's right.
There's more coming.
Yep.
Or there's more to it than what you have already wrapped up.
Absolutely.
In your mind.
Don't forget that's important. Let him talk to you.
Hey guys, we've went a little bit long today, but we've had a great time spending time with you guys. AT, amazing. The stuff that you're bringing about, just the awakening and spending the time, man, it's not just good for me. I know it's good for everyone else. It's just the straight, practical way to get things done in a way that is like human. It's human. It's you're using an app to be able to help you discipline.
Yep.
It's just great. Hey, if you guys like what you're hearing, tell your family and friends, download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy, on your preferred platform. And if you want more info about The Kingdom Cowboy, go to andyrtaylor.com. For Gabe Edney and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go here on The Kingdom Cowboy.
Glad you're with us. See you next round.
Thank you for listening to The Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.